This is Morning Edition on IPR News Radio. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. 40 years ago, at the age of 15, Tongsai Vengi and his family were fleeing Laos.
This year's biggest battle in Indochina is raging not in Vietnam, but here in the mountains of Laos. It pits North Vietnamese regulars against a secret irregular army.
Vengi's father was a Hmong fighter in this irregular army, and the army was backed by the United States' CIA. The communists were closing in on the army, and Vengi and his family needed to get out. He still remembers the day they escaped. IPR's Morgan Springer visited him at his restaurant in northern Michigan to hear his story.
Thai Orchid is on Mitchell Street in downtown Petoskey. It's quiet and calm in the restaurant. Busy and bright in the kitchen.
This is my kitchen. I'm gonna show you my kitchen. This is my daughter, Jennifer.
Hi.
And Sue is my wife. And, you know, she's.
That's Tongsai Vengi. He says his dreams have been simple: own his own business and provide for his family.
The bell peppers, red and green, a little bit. The red is only for the color.
Vengi says again and again how lucky he is. Lucky to survive the war in Laos and make it out safe when many others didn't. And lucky to be where he is now.
We are so lucky that United States allowed, you know, the Southeast Asian refugee to come to United States.
How does that feel?
Just like you go to heavens. You're just too happy that you go someplace that you so secure.
Vengi says the story of his people is similar to the refugee crisis today.
I think if we can see this issue clearly, to me, I think we shouldn't allow, you know, a little bit window to help those people out, because everybody is a human being, and it doesn't matter that it's Christians or is it Islam or whatever.
From experience, Vengi knows that for a lot of refugees, leaving your country is about survival. That's perhaps why the day he evacuated from Laos sticks with him so vividly. Here is his telling of that story.
My story is very simple, but it's very hard. We left Laos in May 1975 by flying from the headquarters of CIA in Long Chang directly to Thailand. They have only 3 days that they leave everybody out, but during the three days, very few planes. You can see like a thousand of people jammed in the airport. When you see the airplane landings, stop, the doors opens, you can see maybe hundreds of people fighting each other just to get into the airplane. And this is very, very hard. I can see people screaming, people crying. If you can get to the airplanes, you will survive. But if you leave behind, you might get killed by the communists. I remember that when we tried to get into the cargo plane, the C-130, this is such a big airplane. And they let the door, the back door, maybe it's about 3 feet high. It's not all the way to the ground. It's about 3 feet high. And I can see people, we all, you know, just go right into it. But when you get into there, it's too high already because it's right in your chest. You cannot climb. And you are just be the step for other people behind you to step on you and go to inside. And I remember that I said two young couples, I think pretty young. I think they carry a small baby in the back. And people struggle so hard. I think the baby cannot breathe. And then and they take a baby back, you know, like to take a look, and the baby already dead. Something like this, you know, will never get out of my mind when I think about it. My father, he's a hero. He makes sure that the kid, the wife, go first. The night before that, he already told us that, don't worry about me. Tomorrow is going to be last day. We don't know how many airplanes will come, but I will throw each one of you to the airplane. When you go to Thailand, you have a chance to survive. The first days, only my brother and my sister, be able to get into the airplane. And the last day, which is about May 14th. And by noon, my mom and all my sister left. Only me and my father leave behind. I'm so nervous, trembling, crying, and you just don't know what's going on. My father tried to help me to get into the airplane. But there's another colonel that was in the airplane. He tried to reach out to his family, and he tried to push me out. Fortunately, my father's cousin, one of the cousins already in the airplane, and he just grabbed my hand so hard, so I just flew in the floor of the airplane. And at that moment, there's a chaos, people shooting under the airplane using M16. And I see people run everywhere, and I heard the shotgun, and the airplane just start rolling, and I can see the people still falling from the window of the airplanes, or the door of the airplanes. And the airplane just take off. And I leave my father behind, and take about 45 minutes, the airplane landing in Thailand. And I wait another about 45 minutes in the airport. And I saw my father, I'm so happy. And my father get into the second last airplane that get out from Laos. And this is my stories.
Tongsai Vangyi is giving a luncheon talk tomorrow at North Central Michigan College. And that story was produced by Morgan Springer. You're listening to Morning Edition on Interlaken Public Radio.